prisoners and injured Palestinians are being allowed to cross from Gaza into Egypt for the first time since the Israel-Hamas war began. Correspondent Cammie McCormick begins team coverage.
Ambulances arrived at the Rafah border. They transported to Egypt some of the victims from the fighting. Field hospitals are being set up there. Meanwhile, hundreds of foreign nationals gathered again at the crossing, hoping to make it out this time. Americans are among the foreigners hoping to leave as the fighting intensifies. Correspondent Remy Innocencio in Tel Aviv.
Hamas says six Israeli-launched missiles late yesterday cratered the homes of more than 100,000 refugees just 2 miles south of the border. Survivors, small children, stood atop shattered buildings they used to call home. Israel says it targeted and killed a Hamas commander and other militants and destroyed a tunnel complex. Hamas says dozens died in the blasts.
The Hamas-run government claims Israeli strikes hit residential buildings at the Gaza refugee camp again today. In Washington, newly elected House Speaker Mike Johnson has introduced a bill that would send aid to Israel and not Ukraine. It also includes funding cuts to the IRS. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham opposed.
It would be a huge mistake to separate this package, and we got to have strong border provisions. So I will not support separation.
President Biden says he'll veto the bill if it reaches his desk. We're learning about a former Delta Airlines co-pilot who allegedly threatened another pilot with a gun mid-flight. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
Prosecutors accuse former Delta first officer Jonathan Dunn of threatening to shoot the flight's captain in August of 2022. Dunn allegedly had a disagreement with the captain, who wanted to divert the flight due to a passenger medical event.
A wildfire in Southern California has exploded across Riverside County. Cal Fire says it spread across 2,500 acres. Russell Lean was among thousands of people evacuated. He was relieved to find his home still standing when he returned.
We still got smoke and ash. I don't know how many of my people that I actually know lost houses. I'm sure some of them did.
Strong Santa Ana winds and dry conditions are fueling the flames. After months of negotiations, public school teachers in Portland, Oregon are striking today for the first time in the district's history. Sticking points, salaries, and class size. This mom is worried about students.
I'm really concerned about how long it's going to go and what they're going to lose education-wise from that.
S&P futures are down 20. Dow futures off 126. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Hey, you. The one on the couch who just told your friend you can't go out because you're busy? Ready to get real about your psoriasis? When your current treatments don't do enough to help control the inflammation beneath the skin, causing plaques and pain, stressing and scratching, it's time to stop hiding and get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Three little words no parent wants to hear.
My tummy hurts.
And it always seems to happen at the worst times. Like in the middle of the morning rush, when you still have homework to check and lunches to pack, and of course, you're already late for work. Luckily, there's Pepto-Kids. Pepto-Kids gummies help relieve occasional stomach upsets, turning those three words into these three words.
I feel better.
Bad time for stomach upsets? Good time for Pepto-Kids gummies. Fast support for little tummies.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's largest utility companies say they plan to end using coal as a fuel source sooner than they had expected. We Energies and the WEC Energy Group announced Tuesday they plan to stop using coal by the end of 2032. They had originally anticipated needing to use coal until 2035. They say they're moving up that date after they increased investments into renewable energy sources by over $1 billion. More teenagers are getting jobs in Wisconsin. The number of young people applying for work permits went up by 27% between 2019 and last year. That represents more than 37,000 workers. Republican lawmakers are trying to eliminate work permits. They say they're an unnecessary burden. On the other hand, fees from work permits pay for enforcing labor standards in Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. East Jackson Street between 3rd Street North and East Grand Avenue will be closed in Wisconsin Rapids starting today. A contractor will be working on water and sewer for the Wood County Jail Project starting at 9 a.m. today. It should reopen by 5 p.m. on Monday, November 6th. Cafe 529 in downtown Wausau has been nominated for a makeover. Brittany Merlot has the story.
The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation is putting on the annual Main Street Makeover, and Cafe 539 was the only business from Central Wisconsin picked. The owner said she plans on making a place where people can do work and plug in their laptops and phones. The winner will be announced in early November.
UW-Stevens Point will stage the classic musical She Loves Me this month. It will be performed in the Jenkins Theater of the Noel Fine Arts Center November 10th through the 12th and 16th through the 18th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers trade Rasul Douglas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers traded defensive back Rasul Douglas to the Buffalo Bills. The deal finalized just 30 minutes before the NFL deadline. The Bills receiving Douglas and a fifth-round pick in next year's draft. The Packers in return get a third-round pick. At age 28 and in his prime, Douglas joins the team now with a shot at the Super Bowl. A surprise in Las Vegas. Last night, the owner of the Raiders, Mark Davis, fired both head coach Josh McDaniels and GM David Ziegler. McDaniels only in his second season. The Raiders at 3-5 just beat the Packers 2 weeks ago. NBA, the Bucks are on the road tonight to take on the Toronto Raptors. Game time, 6 o'clock. Milwaukee coming off a 122-114 win at home over the Heat. Head coach Adrian Griffin says the Bucks defense looked a little gassed in the fourth quarter.
You got a little stagnant at the end, but we learned from that. I got to do better. I don't know if I need to put another ball handler in there.
That's the Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. I'm Mike Clemens.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James, here. I'm joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And we're joined by our good friend, Mr. Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning, you guys.
Thanks for hanging in there, Paul. We appreciate you. Appreciate the time, especially with the way the weather has been the last 48 hours. Just some craziness. Paul, I don't know if you saw this, but a little north of us, Appleton set a new record for snowiest Halloween in history.
Is that right?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I was a little surprised to not see that here happen here in Rapids the way it started yesterday, where it was just flurries upon flurries. Is it going to be more of that today?
Yeah, you know, it looks like we should stay away from any precip out there today, but I did notice that not too far off to the east in Plover, they got 4 inches of snow yesterday. So, yeah, it definitely got a little more as you got a little further that east.
It's October, Mother Nature. Come on!
Exactly.
Sorry, Paul. Sorry.
yeah, certainly some white weather, weather for our Halloween here for us last night. But, yeah, it's going to be quiet but cold here for the short term, and still a little bit of a warm up as we get to the later part of the week with some of those highs, upper 40s back here by Friday, and then the weekend of upper 40s to 50 range for highs. Not much in the way of precip chances really the next 3 to 4 days. I do think the next chances for something may hold off till Sunday night with some rain showers looking to be coming our way at Sunday night, and some of that shower chance in a Monday early on as well. But it is going to be pretty quiet here for today. Some sunny breaks and some clouds covering over the sky here at times as highs reach about 36 for tonight, partly cloudy, mid-20s, and then 43 with a mix of clouds and sun for Thursday. 30 on Thursday night, upper 40s Friday, some sunny breaks along with some cloudiness, and then we do see about 30 on Friday night. Weekend weather, more clouds, some sunny breaks Saturday, upper 40s, 35 Saturday night. And looks like our best chances for rain showers right now looking to arrive later Sunday into Sunday night, 49 Sunday, 37, some showers Sunday night, shower chances in a Monday, mid-40s, back near 40 for a high Tuesday. So things are still tracking a bit below average for much of the period, but at least more seasonal for a couple of days here from Friday through the weekend.
Paul, you know how much personally and just professionally respect you and appreciate the time that you give us every morning. So I ask this with all seriousness. Is Mother Nature just messing with us? is she just toying with us now, Paul? Is that what's happening? Because I'm all right with it. I just want to know what's happening.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
it feels like
is, Yeah, definitely playing with us.
Yes,
a bit
yes.
Here.
Well, what choice do we have? We got to play along, right? We got. She's the boss. We got to play
exactly.
along.
Exactly. Yeah. Do you guys have many people venturing out for the trick or treating last night? Where you were?
I had a handful of kids. I was actually really happy to see. They were being really smart about it. They'd stay on one side and then work their way around to the other side of the street and everything. And they were not moving any more than they had to. They were going in a straight line. That's it. They seemed pretty behaved. If anything, I think the cold weather helped parents keep them calmer a little bit. Maybe I don't know.
Yeah. And I saw people going around in vehicles and the kids jumping out, running up to the doors, and then running back into the cars.
Yeah. How about you? Did you have how was it over in your area? Did you guys get anything?
We did. You know, we had about 4 inches of snowfall that ended in the morning. But I was thinking, I don't know how much it's going to be tonight. But, boy, we had a good showing. That's almost got about 100 kids.
Nice. Very cool. Good to hear. And always good to hear from you, Paul. Thanks for the time. You have a great morning. We'll talk tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good. You guys, too.
Best in the business. Thanks, right, Paul. There. I'm Fred Paul Traube from the WeatherEye Weather Center. Appreciate him. Appreciate him putting up with me. I feel like one of these days I'm going to push him too far. I feel like...
James, I'm not answering that question.
Yeah, it's just for you. Just
enjoy your weather today.
We're going to enjoy hanging out with you today, everybody. We got a lot of fun show lined up for you. We're going to get into a couple of things here. I've got a Halloween roundup in just moments we'll get into. Some actual advice from a dentist regarding your Halloween candy. Did you wear one of the most popular Halloween costumes? We'll get into that as well. All of that coming up for you. We will have a little bit of entertainment news coming up, including a story that Melissa sent us. Looking forward to going down Sesame Street. That's going to be a lot of fun. Also have in there concert venues that are haunted. I thought that would be fun. I've got one here, things younger people don't get about past decades. I don't know if we'll have time for that one because I really do want to get one more Halloween story in, Melissa.
Okay.
I have spooky, unsolved, odd news mysteries for Halloween. Yeah.
Well, we got to cover that one.
I feel like we do, and today's kind of the last day to get any Halloween stories in, so I kind of want to squeeze that one in there.
The aftermath.
Yes. We also, of course, this hour, not only Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club, but we are going to have in after that, after Melissa's news, our friends from Quality Post Printing joining us.
Yes.
We have Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Yeah, Phil Hartley will be joining us in the later in this hour. Looking forward to that. 9 o'clock hour, going to kick things off with that entertainment, and a little later we'll have some fun stories as well. That odd news mysteries. I think we'll get into that in the 9 o'clock hour. All kinds of fun stuff lined up. Mm-hmm. But real quick, wanted to wrap up the snow news that we had. Halloween snow totals in northeast Wisconsin. Nisita had 3 inches. Scandinavia had 2.8. Wausau had 2.6. Oshkosh with 2. Green Bay even saw a little bit of snow. And unfortunately, and I don't always like being in the news industry. I don't like always delivering bad news, but that's the job that we are hired to do, and so sometimes you have to. The city of Sheboygan had to cancel its trick-or-treating, and they had to reschedule it for today. And I am so sorry, Sheboygan.
Well, they're still having it. So
they're still having something. They're still having it. And we got to say Sheboygan.
Which is the real reason you're reporting on
this. So a little column A. It is our job. Still, at the same time, I didn't get to say Sheboygan. I'm starting to think that my dream job is just doing anything in Sheboygan, like radio, TV, holding up big cards, on the sides to promote businesses,
the question
whatever.
Question is, though, can you spell Sheboygan?
Yeah, sure. I think I can. I don't know. I'm not 100%. If 2020
way to be positive.
If 2023 is like past years, we'll see post Halloween nonsense filtering the rest of the week. So get used to that. You're still going to have another 24 hours at least of Halloween news and such.
Yes, the after stories.
We kind of wrap it up here with some things. Kids in an elementary school in Alabama showed up yesterday and were greeted by a very realistic Pennywise from the clown from It.
Ooh. That's scary.
Someone in a Pennywise costume was standing on the corner with a red balloon. School told them to leave, apparently. Someone online described it as very wrong. The person apparently was trying to be funny. No. No, not funny.
Not funny.
Not funny at all. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As if our kids don't have enough to be freaked out about in this world.
The Arizona State Sun Devils baseball team held their practice yesterday in costumes. There's fantastic video of it. I don't know if you Sully from Monsters Inc.
Oh,
there's a batting practice. One of the videos is batting practice of him up there just swinging away.
Oh, perfect.
That big belly. I imagine it'd be a little bit tougher. Penn State had a football player pretend to be a statue in their lobby and scare people while they're walking by.
That's good.
And it looks, the kid did an amazing job. He's really just standing there with holding up his hand like he's waving. And then when people would walk by, he'd just kind of wave, just like move his arm, and it just freak him out and everything.
Nice.
The site Pop Crush posted a list of the best couples costumes from TikTok this year. They included Flo from Progressive with Jake from State Farm.
Nice.
That is good. And Indiana Jones being chased by a woman dressed as a boulder.
As a boulder?
Yes. Nice.
Oh, I like that. What's your Halloween costume this year? Boulder.
Yeah, that is very good. USA Today.
It really rocks.
Nicely done. Nicely done. That is so cake. USA Today made fun of the nonsense people post on social media with the joking headline, "Does candy corn kill 500,000 Americans each Halloween?" Yes, according to the things I read. I actually, you know, as much as I think we have to be so careful with news and especially headlines nowadays, well played, USA Today. Yeah, well played. Yeah. Sometimes you have to fight nonsense with nonsense.
With nonsense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And finally, if you're being sneaky and stealing some of your kids' Halloween haul, Dad... Still not forgiving them for that. My mother and father would always check our Halloween candy. And my mother would be the one that usually come by, check it, and tell us, you know, you can have two or three pieces tonight and, you know, put it away, all that kind of thing. My father would come by, "Hey, did your mother check this out?" And like, while he's going through our candy, knowing full well that she had already checked everything, "Hey, Snicker don't look good." Like, just grab the Snicker.
There's something wrong with this piece for sure. Yeah.
No shame.
I better test it for you.
No shame in the man whatsoever. Couldn't have been happier about it. It's like, this is why you have kids. This is why...
This is one of the perks, man.
So if you think you're like my father and being sneaky taking your kids' Halloween candy, the New York Post had an expert name the best wines to pair with different candies.
Nice.
I love this. So maybe Kit Kat's a good Pinot Noir. Is what they're suggesting with a nice Kit Kat.
I can see that. Yeah.
Maybe a good 2022-23 Kit Kat paired with a nice Pinot Noir, something like that.
At least a 23, please.
Yeah, please. They suggest this, Melissa, not me. Candy corn would go well with a nice Chardonnay.
You know what? Actually, as long as it's a very dry Chardonnay, it probably wouldn't be bad because the super overwhelming, over-the-top sweetness of candy corn with a dry Chardonnay. I could actually see that. Mm. Don't tell Seth.
Your secret is safe with me. Okay. They are saying M&M's with some Gammy. Am I saying that right? Gammy? G-A-M-A-Y. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right.
I don't know what kind of wine that is.
Milky Way with a nice port.
Okay.
I like that. It's not bad. Okay. I'm going to try that Kit Kat with Pinot Noir. I kind of want to try that. Starburst in Vigonier, I think it is. Vigonier, yeah. Hey, you can go to newyorkpost.com if you really want to and find out more.
Figure out what milk chocolate to drink with wine. I it's just wrong.
Yeah, I think that this would be more fun experimenting yourself and just trying different wines with different candies and everything. I think that would be a lot more fun than actually like listening to this article. I don't know if the article is actually going to help you at all.
Well, and milk chocolate with wine is just kind of wrong. It's dark chocolate. Dark chocolate and red wine.
Yeah. Yeah, Melissa. Yeah, you're
end
right.
End of article.
Absolutely. End of article, end of discussion, end of segment. We're going to get out of here.
Your favorite red wine. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. We'll be back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning here at WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Ready for deer cam? The Trading Post has all of your hunting needs. Snacks, ammo, new and used guns. Don't waste your time searching for savings. Stop in and ask for Kevin to save some bucks. The Trading Post, West Grand Avenue in historic downtown Wisconsin Rapids.
Discover the power of networking at the next Rapids Connection meeting, November 29th at Bullseye Country Club. Registration is at 10:30 a.m., followed by networking and lunch. Plus, featured speaker Jamie White shares insight on building your dream team for success. Everything's included for $20, but the cost will be taken off when you join. Don't miss your opportunity to meet like-minded business professionals Wednesday, November 29th at Bullseye Country Club with Rapids Connection.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 36 today, under mainly cloudy skies, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 23 tonight. Tomorrow, highs around 43. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 18.
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're usually open 6 to 2, 7 days a week on Wednesdays. Closed on Wednesdays for the foreseeable future for now. Brian recently had arm and back surgery. We're wishing him well. Until he's
speedy recovery.
Yeah, until he's feeling a little bit better. Misty's is going to be closed on Wednesdays, but they're back at it tomorrow. So join them 6 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 south of Wisconsin Rapids. Wish him a great day from all of us when you do see him.
Mm-hmm.
And it is November 1st. So, do you know what that means, Melissa?
We get to draw the winner for October?
We draw the winner for October! Yes.
Nice.
Yes, we get to do Woo-hoo. That. I love doing this. This is one of my favorite things to do every month. We get to draw ourselves a winner. And yes, last month we had 32 possible entries.
Hey.
There are only 31 days in the month. How do we do this? It's amazing. That's because of all of you. Thank you so much for getting us these birthdays and anniversaries.
Mm-hmm.
And keep them coming, everybody. We want more of these. Get them to info@WFHR.com, james.mayluff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages. Get them to us that way. Or call up during the show, 715-423-2400. That's 423-2400. Love to hear from you. And if you have the Civ Media app, you can just press one button to get right to us.
One button dialing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's technically two buttons, but it easy.
Yeah. And of course we want to get ourselves our October, we want to get our October winner here. So Melissa, I need a 1 through 32.
Oh, it's October. I have to choose 13.
Oh, nicely done, Melissa. Nicely done. And that is going to give it to Bob and Carol Liska.
Bob and Carol, congratulations. Let's you get see. Some free Misties.
Yeah, congratulations. It's not, there we go. Now it's official. We got a sound effect in there. Yeah, Bob and Carol Liska gave us their anniversary on the 21st. And we thank them for that. And Bob and Carol, you guys can celebrate your anniversary all over again going to Misties for free.
Nice.
They are getting awesome. Two lunches, two pieces of pie. That is some free Misties.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
The biggest, hardest decision is choosing what kind of pie.
Yeah, good luck with that, you two. That is fantastic. So we did have a late entry yesterday that we are going to include into our list, that was included into our list for October, which is part of the reason why we had more than 31. Jim and Joe Clavine, they celebrated their 59th anniversary yesterday. We want to wish them a happy one.
Oh, happy anniversary, Jim and Joe.
Fantastic listeners of ours. We appreciate them so much joining us every morning. Thank you to you, too. And we encourage you to celebrate your anniversary all week long, right into the weekend. I don't care if it's that day, if it's we're into November. You keep celebrating, you two. Enjoy.
Yes, indeed.
And I do have two possible qualifiers for today to kick off the month of November. So, Melissa, give me a one or a two.
Let's go with one.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. And we get right into the celebrating and two birthdays today. We wish a happy birthday to William Jones.
Happy birthday, William.
I'm wishing you a good birthday, sir. Hope you enjoy it. And our qualifier today, Nancy Goff.
Happy birthday, Nancy.
Another one of our longtime listeners who we appreciate so much. Nancy's awesome. We appreciate you, Nancy. And thanks so much for getting us your birthday so we could celebrate with you. Have a great day. Enjoy.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Always felt cool to me. It seemed like it'd be cool to me to have a birthday like the first of the month. Like first or second of the month. I don't know why, but I always thought that'd be kind of cool. It just like kicks off the month, like, you know, it just seems fun. It seems like a fun way to kick off the month.
Well, that's not something you have any control over, James.
No, no. Although I was supposed to be born on April 1st. I was supposed to be.
Maybe that's why you have this yearning.
Yeah, maybe, maybe. I never thought about it until now, but yeah. Just a little epiphany right there. And all thanks to Nancy Goff and William Jones. Thank you both to you two. Thank you to both. Okay.
Have a happy, happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. We take a look at our celebrity birthdays, diving into these. And we wish a happy birthday to, let's see here, Bo Bice, 48. The rocker runner-up for American Idol Season 4. Haven't heard his name since. Haven't, not being mean about that, just being honest. But yeah, yeah.
That's okay.
Jenny.
Keep going, Bo.
Yep, keep going. Yeah, I mean, he came in runner-up to American Idol. I mean, you're going
to... Against Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, right.
It wasn't
yeah.
like he was going to win.
No, no, no. I don't
but
know
hopefully
many...
he's still out there playing music.
That's what matters, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Jenny McCarthy is 51.
Okay.
She's on The Masked Singer now. That's right. I was trying to think of what she does now. She's on. I knew she was on something. Wonderful actress Toni Collette is 51. Tara on United States of Tara. She's the mom on The Sixth Sense and About a Boy and Little Miss Sunshine.
Oh. Yeah, I like her.
If you need a movie mom, Toni Collette is one of the best you can get. She is so good. The Sixth Sense gets a lot of credit for the great writing and directing, the big spin twist at the end, the fantastic work of Haley Joel Osment as a young child actor, and certainly Bruce Willis, who I think hopefully. And somewhat unfortunately melancholy, we're just starting to kind of hopefully appreciate because I don't know. I grew up my whole life with Bruce Willis. So, you know, him not doing movies anymore or anything is a little weird to me.
Yeah, it feels sad.
But the sneaky, acting thief of that movie is Toni Collette. Her performance is just, it hits your heart so hard. You don't have to be a parent. You don't have to have ever had a fur mom or dog, you know, or a parent or whatever, and, just to feel what it's like for what she is going through with her son and not knowing what to do. Her kids seeing dead people. How do I help that? How do I mean,
right.
There's no
She's
playbook.
She's got an impressive IMDb page.
Oh my God,
she really,
yeah.
really does.
She does, yes. Yeah, she's just...
About a Boy, did you mention that one?
Yeah.
She had a really good... I liked her role in that.
Oh, another great performance. And Little Miss Sunshine is one of my, I think, top 20 favorite movies, I think, when I think about it.
Really?
I would never thought that when I saw it. It was a good movie, but I didn't think that. But when I go back and watch it or I think about it, there's so many wonderful performances in it. Alan Arkin just blows me away. That little girl is so awesome. And again, Toni Collette is amazing as the mom. She's so good. Willie D from The Ghetto Boys is 57 today. Sophie B. Hawkins is 59.
Really? 59.
Yeah, 59. Damn, I Wish I Was Your Lover, her big hit. She also did a fantastic job with a guest spot on the wonderful TV show Community.
Yes, yes.
They were going to have Sophie B. Dance, and it turned into Sophie B. Hawkins dance. It turned out it was good. Let's see here. Anthony Kiedis is 61 today, lead singer and songwriter for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Fantastic singer songwriter. One of the best MCs, one of the best frontmen I'll ever see. Saw him in Madison some years ago and blew me away. Just incredible. Anything you see in music videos of that man, times it by 1,000. And that's what you get with Anthony Kiedis in a live show.
I didn't realize he had such an impressive mustache.
Ah, yeah, yeah, grows a good mustache, yes. So does Rick Allen from Def Leppard, the one-armed drummer from Def Leppard. 60 years old for him today.
Oh, wow.
Wonderful pitcher. Fernando Valenzuela is 63 today, former Dodgers pitcher. Though his birth date is officially listed as November 1st, most baseball scouts believe he was born 5 years earlier. This happens a lot with kind of Latin-born players. Used to happen a lot with Latin-born players. Doesn't happen as much anymore, but still, it happens here and there.
Okay.
But that guy, he was a phenomenon, Melissa, when he came out. He was an amazing pitcher. Won the Cy Young and MVP in his rookie year, I think. Just incredible player.
What's the reason why they would lie about their age?
Because
to play sooner?
You can if I'm 17 and I get into the farm system in base, nobody gets drafted in baseball and goes right to the major leagues. You've got to go through Double A, Triple A. You've got to go through that. So you're going to spend a couple years doing that. And so by the time I hit the majors, I'm 19, 20, and that makes a little more sense for and I'm an adult. If Fernando Valenzuela is actually 22. And he gets drafted, then that all of a sudden speeds up his clock, and there's a lot of layers to it. I'm rambling. I'm sorry, but because you asked the sports question, that's on you.
I know
Melissa.
It's on me. Well, I just wondered.
it was a good question. Why would people lie about their age? It makes sense. Lyle Lovett is 66 today. Not lying about his age, I believe. let's see here, some people no longer with us, like Dan Peek. Born in 1950, America's lead singer, songwriter, part of the supergroup America, Horse with No Name, Sister Golden Hair, Tin Man, Ventura Highway. So many great songs from him. And the wonderful, the great Marcia Wallace. Marcy Wallace, born in this day in 1942. She was so many voices on The Simpsons, Miss Edna Krabappel. She was also Carol on The Bob Newhart Show. On Match Game 73, fantastic actor and voice actor. She just did such a good job. Her laugh, if you ever get a chance, Google like Miss Krabappel's laugh. And it's music to my ears every time I hear it. It's so good. I love it. And finally, Sir Benjamin Lee Guinness, the father of Guinness Ale.
Really?
Born on this day in 1798.
Wow.
Been around a while, Guinness. Been around a while.
And for good reason.
One more time, we want to wish a very, very big congratulations to our October winners.
Mm-hmm.
Bob and Carol Liska, congratulations to you.
Congrats, Bob and Carol.
Yeah, enjoy some free Misties tomorrow when they're back open.
yes.
Jim and Joe Clavine, again, happy anniversary to you guys yesterday. Mm-hmm. A happy birthday today to William Jones.
Happy birthday.
And a very happy birthday to our qualifier today, Nancy Goff.
Congrats, Nancy.
Misties will be back open tomorrow. When they do, get on over there and treat yourself. They're at 9041 State Highway 13 South of Wisconsin Rapids. Wish them a great day from all of us tomorrow when you get there on WFHO. Mm-hmm. Stick around for Melissa's news and some state news all coming up for you on The Morning Show.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is suing the Wisconsin legislature over pay raises denied to University of Wisconsin employees. A joint committee is holding up the pay raises even though they'd been approved in the state budget by the full legislature and signed by the governor. Republican leaders called the lawsuit frivolous and said that it could hold up pay raises for other state employees. Evers wants the state Supreme Court to take up the case directly. Open enrollment under the Affordable Care Act begins tomorrow. People have until December 15th to sign up for a plan or renew their old plan in order to be covered on January 1st. Enrollment hit a record high earlier this year, and health insurance analysts expect the number to get even bigger. In Wisconsin, thousands of people who were disenrolled from Medicaid this year are expected to drive demand. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. An 18-year-old recent Wisconsin high school graduate who was held hostage by Hamas is back home. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
The Consulate General of Israel announced Natalie Renan has returned to her home in Evanston. The 18-year-old and her mother, Judith Renan, were kidnapped October 7th by Hamas near the border of Gaza. They were released into Red Cross custody October 20th. There are still more than 200 hostages being held, with some of them American.
Mid-State Technical College will hold their annual Youth Apprenticeship to Registered Apprenticeship Showcase on Wednesday, November 15th. It will be at the Wisconsin Rapids campus from 10 to 2. It's taking place during National Apprenticeship Week to highlight the many apprenticeship pathways that Midstate offers. The college collaborates with local employers to bring awareness of new opportunities to young people through Midstate Technical College. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Craig Council is now a free agent. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After 9 years as the Brewers manager, Craig Council is now a free agent. His contract with the Crew expired yesterday. Reports say he has met with the Cleveland Guardians and now the New York Mets. Council earned $3.5 million in Milwaukee last season and is looking to significantly raise the bar on pay for Major League Baseball managers. The Rangers won 11-7 over the Diamondbacks last night in Game 4 of the World Series. Texas jumped out to a 10-0 lead, but the D-backs came back. The Texas Rangers now up 3-1 with Game 5 tonight at 7 o'clock in Phoenix. NFL, the Packers with a surprise move, trading defensive back Rasul Douglas to the Bills in exchange for a third-round pick in the draft. College football, the Badgers play against Indiana Saturday. Luke Fickell for an update on quarterback Tanner Mordecai's fractured hand.
I got no updates for you. You know, it comes down to a lot to what Tanner can do.
That's the Badgers' Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until you are at Tri-City Services.
Wisconsin Public Schools open doors for all students. I'm Peggy Wirtz-Olson, a Wisconsin teacher and president of the Wisconsin Education Association Council. Public school educators and families work together to reach, teach, and inspire Wisconsin's next generation of leaders. As we head back to school, we hope you'll join us. WEAC, we teach, we inspire. Find out more at weac.org.
Want to score with your customers? The design and print team of Quality Plus Printing will get your words out. That's right, the same team that designs and prints for the Raptors, the River Kings, several area youth sports leagues, as well as many local high school athletic teams. They know how to elevate your game with professional marketing pieces. Your business will be winners with new business cards, brochures, banners, and more. Designed and printed by Quality Plus Printing.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 36 today, under mainly cloudy skies, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 23 tonight. Tomorrow, highs around 43. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 18.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. We're going to be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing any moment now. Looking forward to getting our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
For now, here's some advice your kids can get on board with. An actual dentist just said that if you want to protect your teeth, it's best to eat all your Halloween candy in one sitting.
I saw this headline.
Her name is Olivia Mason. She runs a place near Wheeling, West Virginia, called Almost Heaven Family Dentistry. Great name. She gave the unexpected advice in an interview with the local news. Technically speaking, she said eating all your candy at once is better for your teeth than having a few pieces a day for the next few weeks. So if your kids ate their entire haul last night, they did right? I don't know.
For their teeth, apparently.
She conceded there's a pretty big trade-off, though. It's not easy on your stomach.
No.
She says the worst candy for your teeth is anything sticky or chewy, like Starburst or Jolly Ranchers.
Mm-hmm.
The sugar
days in your mouth for a long time.
It really does. There's a couple of them like that one. Mm-hmm. And the sugar in chocolate isn't great either, but it melts and it's also easier to brush away.
Mm-hmm.
And it is National Brush Day, when parents are encouraged to take oral health seriously and make sure their little ones are definitely, you know, keeping their teeth brushed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did this dentist, is she going to get a hard time from other dentists?
Probably not other dentists, maybe a doctor's.
Oh, yeah, nice. Yeah, good point. Yeah.
Because that's a lot of sugar in your body all at once.
That's a lot. And that's a lot on the stomach, I would think, too.
And you're probably not going to feel great for the next day for sure, possibly a couple more after that.
I'm trying to think the worst I felt after a Halloween, because I imagine it was almost all of them. I was one of those kids that thought that I was being sneaky by, you know, my mom said I could have three pieces, but I snuck a four under my pillow or something like that. And mm-hmm. then my stomach was always upset in the morning and I couldn't figure out why.
The follies of youth.
Yes, yes. We wanted to celebrate this one more time here at WFHR. We had a fun time on WIRI naming our chicken.
Naming our chicken.
We took names from a couple months from all of you out there. We had tons of names submitted, and we appreciated yes. all of them submitted. Thank you so much. And
we
then
had so many great names to choose from.
The next fold of that was you guys had to vote on these things. We didn't mm-hmm. decide this. You all did out there. And so many of you, so many of you went to WizCountry.com and voted. And here are the results. If you didn't hear them yesterday, let's get them to you now. In third mm-hmm. place was Wisco Chick from Jeremy Korzik out of Milwaukee.
That's great. Thanks, Jeremy.
Winston Von Kluck came to us from Patrick McGrath out of Port Edwards.
Patrick.
Thank
that
you, Pat.
That was such a great name.
Yeah, that is a good one. And, of course, our signature name from now on, our chicken over in WIRI will be named Agatha.
Agatha. Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you, Sharon Koch out of Wisconsin Rapids. That's fantastic. We have a name. We have a chicken that is named now, and we have all of you to thank for that.
Yes.
Going to be reaching out to you all this morning, and you'll be hearing from me. And we're hoping to get you guys on the air with us. That would be great. I'd like to talk to all three of you winners, and that'd be wonderful. So we'll be talking to you real soon. And we got your prizes for you, too. Big shout out to Chula Vista for that.
Yeah, that's awesome. And thank you to our team at Civic Media for mm-hmm. all the hard work behind the scenes, getting all of this organized, making the website run smoothly. It's been great fun working with them on this.
Yeah, Rebecca, Jorge, Brady, Seth, Melissa, and I all had a nice meeting yesterday wrapping things up. And there are great mm-hmm. things in the future, everybody. We're going to be doing a lot more of these things. I want to do a crossover promotion with both stations. We got a lot of things lined up for you, everybody. And we're going to be able to pull these things off thanks to, of course, our family of Civic Media and all of you out there.
Oh, yeah.
Pulling off things like this, Melissa, where we just go seamlessly right into our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday with our friends from Quality Plus Printing. Phil, how are you?
Yeah, good. So I didn't win?
No, Phil. Your submission of Philina did not win. didn't know what you're going for on that one, bud. But no. Phil would come up with something much more creative than that. Much more.
I want a recount.
We'll work on that for you. We'll work on it. While we're doing that, let's go ahead and catch up with our friends over at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. How's things going over at the shop, Phil?
Doing really well the day after the sugar high.
Yeah, I'm sure.
How's your stomach?
doing good. We're same biz, that's for sure. So working on some projects for Mid-State and Technical College today, and the Wisconsin Rapids Area Community Choir is getting geared up for their concert, for the Christmas concert. Nice. So we're doing some promotional materials for them as well.
Very cool. So,
yeah.
Very cool.
BMWS for sure.
So, Phil, let's not make him wait too much longer. What is our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday?
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Wicked Awesome Word of the Wednesday this week is eudaimonia.
Whoa.
And there's a couple ways to spell this, but I'll go with, I think, what maybe the English way of spelling it. Eudaimonia. And there is other ways of spelling it. They look more like Greek or something.
Uh-huh.
It comes from Greek. So it just means a state of happiness or well-being.
Mm.
And Lord knows we could all use that right about now.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I really like this one. This is a good one, Phil. Nice job.
So if you didn't overindulge in candy last night, you might be in a state of eudaimonia today.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd be in a heightened state of eudaimonia. Yeah. It's funny, when I this morning, we had my little buddy Atlas at our house last night helping, and where we live is right in the middle of Candy Central. I think we get over 400 trick-or-treaters every year, and wow. I'm very sure we were well over that last night. It was great. But awesome. So it was a lot of fun, but we had Atlas out helping us give out the candy. Mm. And I think he was in a state of eudaimonia, just watching all the kids come in, big smile on his face. You know,
I can imagine.
It was great to watch, you know?
Such a cute kid. That's awesome, Phil. That's great. Did you have any favorites that you saw last night, costume wise?
Yeah, a couple. We had a couple. Kenny from I lost it.
From South Park.
South Park.
Oh, awesome!
down the street. Kenny being one of them.
That's good.
They were really good. Some people are getting really inventive with the blow-up things. Usually it used to be just like dinosaurs, which we still see, or dragons. But now it's great big blow-up characters coming down the street there. It's a pretty funny attack.
I bet those would be warm, too. It seems like those costumes looked warm. They did.
What's fun is not only the kids come, which they come in hordes in that neighborhood over by the hospital where we live. But a lot of adults dress up as well and go with their kids and make it really a family thing, which is really fun to watch.
I cannot get enough of it. I am still in a state of eudaimonia because I'm still living off of yesterday and seeing all the kids and everything and all the Halloween costumes. It's a fun time. It's a fun time of year.
Oh, yeah. We were so shocked. We moved to this neighborhood about 7 years ago where we are now and bought this house on the corner. I call it on the poor end of the rich people. Mm-hmm. And so we live in it's a really neat neighborhood and a nice neighborhood. But we didn't know that so many kids come there, you know. And so the first Halloween we were there, we actually took our youngest, Maria, who's not young anymore, but when she was little then, about, you know, 11, 12 years old, over to see her grandparents, and our oldest kid stayed home to hand out candy, and she called us after about 10 minutes, said, "You guys have to come home now." and we came home, and we went by the hospital and said, "Wow, somebody's having a party, because there's like 100 cars parked at the hospital, you know?"
Mm-hmm.
Nope. They were just all parked in there and abandoning the ship and hitting the neighborhood. And so we learned in a hurry that you have to be ready for Halloween in that neighborhood. And,
that's weird, a trick-or-treat.
In that neighborhood, when they're you move in and they're coming to greet you with a basket, it's not a basket of like muffins or it's candy. It's Halloween candy.
Yeah.
It's like, we're just preparing you. You're just here you go.
But it is so fun to watch now that you know it's coming. You know, mm-hmm. We put music outside. You know, and so we're playing blaring out Halloween music out of a sound system, and we have a good time with it. So it's a great time, and the community does really well organizing it and keeping kids safe. That we had so many police and neighborhood watch people walking around and just to make sure everybody was safe and driving in a good way, you know, with all those kids running around.
Yeah.
It was really well done by whoever organized it all and, you know, in the city. So, it was really fun.
Good to hear, Phil. Always good to hear from you. We want to encourage people to head on over to Quality Plus Printing, get your words out. You guys do amazing work in this community. We're looking forward to seeing more and more work as we get into the holiday seasons here.
Thanks. Yeah, we've had a bunch of different companies come in with their Christmas cards and different things for Thanksgiving and Christmas, material. So glad to do it. And believe me, come over because Tracy and McKenna get tired of talking to me. So come talk to them and keep them going, will you? Because they're working hard out there.
We hear how busy you are working over there, Phil. We'll let you get back to it. You guys, you and the staff over there have a eudaimonian day.
Eudaimonian?
Have a great day over there, Phil.
Take care.
We appreciate you. We'll talk next Wednesday.
You bet. Thanks, guys. Take care.
You too.
Thanks, Phil.
We'll appreciate Phil joining us. You can join Phil right now. They're open at 3515 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. Head on over to Quality Plus. Find out what they can do for you. Be sure to bookmark subscribe to their Facebook page. Hang along with them there. And you can give them a call anytime at 715-423-7440, 423-7440. When Phil joins us every Wednesday with a Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. So we'll be hearing from him next Wednesday. Looking forward to it. Taking a break for right now. We'll come back with more fun on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
The deep three.
Deep three right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victories.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Takes the three, sidesteps left for three, and the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner, three. Got it again.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 36. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 43. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 18.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. Big thank you to our friend Phil for joining us and hanging out with us a little bit earlier. That was great.
Yeah.
Loved hanging out with Phil there. That was fun.
Absolutely.
We have one more true, well, we have two technically, Halloween topics to get to. A little bit later in the 9 o'clock hour, we got the spooky unsolved odd news mysteries for Halloween that we'll touch on.
Okay.
But for now, did you see a lot of Ken and Barbies yesterday? By most accounts, they were the top costume this year. But what about the most popular costumes of all time? A new poll looked into it.
Okay.
Oddly enough, I saw no Ken or Barbies yesterday. And I was told that's all we were going to see. This happens every year where they do this and they kind of build that up. And then there's tons of people that decide not to do it because they think everybody's going to do it.
Yeah, because I don't want to show up in the same costume as everybody else.
Right. And then nobody does it, though. Then nobody's Ken Barbie. So it's always funny to see this happen. So 1,000 Americans were given a list of over 40 popular Halloween costumes and asked if they wore them as a kid. It found the most popular kids' costumes of all time are cowboy and cowgirl.
Yeah, that makes sense.
1 in 5 adults went as that at least once when they were a kid.
Yeah,
I can't say I did that one, but I believe my sister was a cowgirl 1 year. I think she was. So.
I mean, we played cowboys when I was a kid, but never.
Oh yeah,
I never dressed up as one for Halloween.
Yeah, we played cowboys and burglars. I don't know why. I don't think it made sense.
Like train robbery
historically.
You know?
I don't think it was historically accurate, but that's the way we played it. That's where. It might seem old school in 2023, but not really. Plenty of people dressed up as Woody and Jesse from Toy Story this year, so it's still a thing.
That's what I was gonna say. Is that's the iconic cowboy and cowgirl now.
Here are the 10 most popular kids' costumes of all time. Cowboy or cowgirl. A witch.
Okay. Yep.
Prince or princess.
Of course. I saw one of those last night.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah. A ghost.
can't go wrong with that.
Superhero.
Of course.
A pirate. Arr.
Yes. Phil's favorite. Or not Phil. Weather guy.
Yes.
Paul's
our friend Paul.
Favorite costume.
Yes, yeah. A vampire.
Oh, I saw one of those last night, too.
Yeah, I did, too. Yeah. A fairy.
Oh, yep. Mm-hmm. I've dressed up as a fairy.
Okay.
As an adult.
Nice. a cat. And an athlete.
An athlete. Oh, yeah. Mm. Okay.
Rock star, soldier, and angel just missed the top 10. 3% of us dressed up as a parent when we were kids.
Really?
Yeah, I always wanted 3%. To do that. Yeah, I always wanted to do that. I wanted to dress up as my dad so bad. I was gonna. It just is a pair of jeans, a white shirt, a tight white shirt with a pack of Cools wrapped up in the sleeve.
Oh, okay.
And they wouldn't let me do it. They wouldn't, because me, and again, it's me here. And since I'm 7 years old, wanting to be an actor, so I can't do this without the actual cigarette pack in there. I was going
to
use an empty one. I didn't want a real one in there, but they thought it was too much. They thought it was too much.
Cute.
13% said that they never dressed up for Halloween.
Yeah. Mm.
There's a lot of, I shouldn't say a lot, but I've met a handful of people growing up that experienced that did not do that, dress up for Halloween.
Yeah, we didn't celebrate Halloween from the time I was like, I don't know, 5 or 6 until I was an adult. So I didn't get the chance to dress up as a kid.
Hmm. Okay, so I have a little bit of this with Christmas, with some things, you know, growing up too, with holidays where it seems like everybody in the world celebrating, but you and your family. I never felt too like there was a lot of other things it seems like that did make me feel like an outsider, no matter where I was living, whether it was South Chicago or West Wisconsin Rapids or wherever I'm at. I always felt like an outsider, but it wasn't those things that made me feel that way. Did you feel that?
Well, my situation, I would say, was a little different, being part of a religion that was very not welcoming to outsiders, I guess you could say. That's the wrong way to put it, but that's the way I viewed it as a kid.
Well, and I put
that
you on
we
the
were
spot,
our own
so.
Group. Yeah. We were our own group, and so all of my friends that I went to school with also didn't participate in Halloween, so I didn't really, you know, necessarily miss it. And, kind of had the attitude of, well, you guys are wrong for what you're doing, so I'm right in what I'm doing. Yeah. And I don't know, it's an interesting conundrum.
Yeah. And it's one that I'm not at all have no opinion on one way or the other, to each their own and everything, of course. But I do think that it does give you a chance that now, like all those costumes that you didn't get to do as a kid, now you can do them. Now, I think it's only fair. I think it's only fair that you could do them now as an adult.
I want to dress up as My Little Pony.
Yep. And it's time. It's time. You
and
finally
Strawberry
got,
Shortcake.
You, oh, yeah, now, that's the one I want to see. I want to see you as Strawberry. Oh, that's pictured in my head. but you as an adult dressed up as
Strawberry Shortcake.
I kind of like that one. I was trying to think when we were talking to Phil of some of the fun costumes I saw yesterday, and what was a little sad about it is so many of the costumes were covered up by winter jackets, you know.
Well, yeah, because they had to be, because it was frigid last night.
It was
and
a rough
so
one.
To keep kids safe and warm. And just one more thing I want to say on this topic, since you did put me on the spot. I think it's important for people to, no matter what you choose to teach your kids, to not teach them to be judgmental, to teach them to be accepting of others, no matter what their creed, their religion, their beliefs, just to not be judgmental and to love everyone with kindness.
If there is any advantage of growing up in a mixed household, and there are plenty. It was the first thing that I think my brother and sister and I learned growing up is understanding that we don't understand everything. Being aware that we're not aware of everything, being in tune with that and not judging. It was something that my mom and dad had to struggle just to be together to end up fighting through and everything. And so they were definitely damn sure not going to have their kids grow up and you know, do that, to go ahead and turn around and undo everything that they had done. It's important. It's important. And it frees you up to so much more in life. When you don't have these blinders on, when you're able to take in everything in life, there's so much more. People are just a gumbo of humanity. There's a little bit of everybody in all of us, for one. Nobody's pure. Nobody's pure of anything. So
no,
it's a little silly
perfect.
To judge. But it's more so just it's I think life is just more fun this way. It's just more entertaining, more interesting, more exciting. You learn more. You experience more. There's so many good foods out there. I mean, the food alone, Melissa.
That alone.
Yes.
Exactly.
I don't like your culture, but your food is amazing. mean, give it a shot. You might like the culture too. You might, you know, I mean, there's so much out there to experience. It seems, it seems like not only lame, childish, and really low brain power to just have these stereotypes or stigmas about different people or sexes or religions or anything like that. But it also just, it slows down.
It closes you off from so many opportunities in life.
Yeah, and not for nothing, not exactly on the right side of history on this one. For whatever that's worth, history is going one direction, and it's forward. And that's where the rest of us are going to be.
Yep, and God is love.
I would like to wrap up with a silly note, and I don't got anything. So, no, I just thought I'd say don't got anything. I thought that would be funny enough.
Don't
I
got
that
it. Would, yeah.
We're going to come
just
back.
Don't.
Just don't. We're going to come. I did want to. You know what? I do have a good note to wrap up on. We want to send a